Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I want to take this opportunity, especially if you live in the Michiana area, greater South Bend, Mishawaka area here in Indiana, or you're visiting or spring break, or Easter holiday visit. I want to invite you to join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ at 2730 South Ironwood Drive, on the south side of South Bend, for our worship gatherings. Palm Sunday is this week, and we gather at 10:30 a.m., have an adult Bible study at 9:15. And our worship gathering at 10:30. And so this Sunday, we're going to be taking a look at the triumphal entry and a time to shout and consider what it looks like to recognize Jesus arriving as King. It didn't last long for them. Hopefully it lasts longer in our life. And we keep that mentality. Next Friday is Good Friday. And we'll gather with a combined service at the Westside Church of Christ on Edison Road near the airport in South Bend on the west side. And that's at 6:30 on Friday. And then a week from Sunday, our Resurrection Sunday gathering. And as we look at the purpose, and we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every week. We ought to be celebrating in our personal life every day. But we especially focus in on the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. And I invite you to join us at 10:30 a.m. for our worship gathering. We'll be looking at kind of jumping ahead in our Matthew series. And so this week we'll be looking at Matthew 21. The first part of 21 is we look at the triumphal entry, and then on the following week, Easter Sunday, we'll look at the events of the resurrection as told by Matthew. So join us. If you don't have a church home, if it's been a while since you've been at church, come see us and let us welcome you home to a visit with us. And so this week, it's been a short week. I had a little time to get away and relax with my family. But the weekday mornings, if you've been following, the prayer guide is focused on sowing good seed and what that looks like. And yesterday we talked and prayed a little bit about sowing according to what you want to harvest. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about sowing to please the Spirit. And that we would honor God and please His will as we please His Spirit within us. Galatians 6, verse 8. This is a follow-up, absolutely, as yesterday we looked at Galatians 6, 7, that talked about a person reaps what they sow. The next verse, verse 8, says, "The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." And so we took that general approach to deciding and knowing what it is we want to harvest and planting accordingly. And today we're going to take the more direct approach to defining a little more clearly. We talked about it yesterday, but those things that we ought to be sowing if we desire to reap, to harvest eternal life, are the things which please the Spirit, to please God's Spirit. And the wonderful part about living in Christ is He has not, as the Bible says, has not left us as orphans. He's not abandoned us. But He's given us His Spirit to dwell within us so that we have a helper We have a comforter. We have an encourager. We have the mind of Christ within us. Now, the difficulty is that there isn't any of us that fully understand the mind of Christ, even though through His Spirit it dwells within us, but we have access, an interpreter, if you will, to help us to know and understand, is this please God's Spirit? There are times where we do things, or we think things, or we consider doing things that trouble our spirit. And that's true whether we are a Christian or not. Our own spirit is troubled at times by things that just don't seem right. But as a believer, we have another layer, a greater layer of what I might call an early warning detection system. We have God's Spirit that, well, at times is troubled within us because of the things that we're considering, the things that we're doing, the things that we're saying. And it's important that we don't allow our actions and our rejection of paying attention to God's Spirit to harden the Spirit, to quench the Spirit, to make us numb to those promptings that come, that try to direct us back to the right, the good, the righteous path. You see, when we sow according to what pleases the Spirit, you say, well, how do I do that? Well, I suspect the best way is the same as the best way to please anyone else. If there's a person in your life that you would like to please, there are a couple ways to do that. One is kind of the probably more traditional hit and miss. We try a lot of things and watch for a reaction that is positive. We observe and make educated guesses on what would please that person. The more sure way is to simply ask them, what is it that you want? Now, because it's humans, sometimes we don't quite know how to answer that question. We recognize it when we see it, but to define it is a little difficult. But when it comes to sowing seeds to please the Spirit, the best way to know what that looks like is to ask. We ask through prayer. We ask through reading God's Word as He tells us the things that please the Spirit. The Bible gives a whole list of things which we do as humans that please ourselves, that lead to sin, that lead to selfishness, that lead to ignoring others. But when we please the Spirit, we find ourselves doing things that lift up others, that encourage others, that separate us from the sinful nature of this world and of ourselves. The desire of God's Spirit within us is that we would be holy just as He is holy. That we would be clothed in the righteousness of Christ and it would protect us. And it would even change our desire. I don't know about you, but there are things that I'm more tempted to do depending on how I'm dressed than I might be if I'm dressed differently. And sometimes I don't think through things and I'm dressed for a certain occasion and I find myself in the middle of doing something that, well, isn't going to treat my nice clothes very well. And when we recognize that we've been clothed with the righteousness of Christ, we ought to have in our mind, I don't want to get that dirty. I want to protect this. I want to take good care of this. And so we sow the seeds that grow things that produce righteousness. And we grow those things because that's what we're planting. And we've talked yesterday about the fruit of God's Spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we plant those seeds knowing it pleases the Spirit because that's what He produces. So we live life as students of God's Word, as followers of Jesus in a way that, well, it isn't a stalking kind of way, it's a discipleship kind of way. We're following Him in order to learn and to put into practice the things that we hear, the things that we see, the things that He teaches. And His Spirit helps us and we reap eternal life. Not because we've earned it, not because the accumulation of our work is good enough, but because we've sown that seed of submission, of surrender, of humility that brings us into relationship with God through His Son Jesus. And as that seed takes root in our life, we find Jesus as Lord. And we are His. And He is ours. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us instruction. It has given us information and knowledge. It has given us Your Spirit. So God, today, help us to make decisions, to plant seeds, to live in such a way that we're not troubling Your Spirit that's within us, but we're pleasing it. And we're able to do that because we're spending time in prayer and reading and ingesting Your Word so that we understand the heart of flesh that You've put within us. The soft heart, the good soil. God, today I pray that You would help us to live life in such a way that we seek to honor You. We seek to please You. We seek to do the things that express our love in a way that's beyond anything else. God, I pray that as we prepare to gather this weekend, wherever we are at, that our worship of You would flow from the accumulation of worship that we've been expressing all week long. That we would choose to gather with other believers to encourage them to learn together, to worship You together. To remind us that we're not in this race, this battle alone. And Father, as we consider this week ahead that is often called Holy Week, whereas we remember things such as the triumphal entry, such as the Last Supper, the trial and crucifixion of Jesus, his burial and resurrection. May we use these opportunities to invite others to join us. Not just join us in worship, but join us in following Jesus. Father, today as we plant seeds which please the Spirit, may we do so knowing that Jesus has made that way possible. So today, help us to lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.